This morning's gospel reading gives us John's account of the very beginning of Jesus' ministry and of the first time he calls a disciple. The narrative of John's gospel up to this point has been focused on John the Baptist. Although Jesus features prominently in the narrative, he is largely a passive figure, and most of the talking is done by John the Baptist. Jesus has already, by this point, acquired two disciples, Simon Peter and Andrew. But he did not call them himself. They were disciples of John the Baptist, and they decided to follow Jesus in response to John's testimony about him. So the calling of Philip is the first time in John's gospel that Jesus takes the initiative, and Philip is the first disciple that Jesus calls directly. The lectionary has paired the story of the call of Philip with a story of the calling of Samuel. On the face of it, these are two quite different stories, even if they share the same theme of calling. Samuel is a boy. Philip, we assume, is a man. Philip is approached directly by the man Jesus. Samuel hears a voice in the night. Samuel is giving a specific message to convey. Philip is simply instructed, follow me. And yet, there is one important feature that these two readings have in common, which should inform the way that we think about vocation. Of course, when a preacher uses the word vocation, there is always a danger that the congregation immediately thinks, oh, he's talking about people who want to be priests, that's not me, and promptly switch off. And of course, I am talking about people being called to the priesthood, but I'm not only talking about that. The Christian life in itself is a calling, and each of us works out how to respond faithfully to that calling in multiple and overlapping ways. Jesus says to us all, as he says to Philip, follow me. And your calling might work itself out in nursing, or accounting, or cleaning, or being a father, or a sister, or a great uncle, or a friend, or in serving the church in various ways, and in any combination of these and many other things. Professional life, family life, social life, church life, all of these things can be paths to holiness. But let's get back to our readings, because I said earlier that there is one important thing that they both have in common when thinking about vocation. In fact, they both speak indirectly of what could be one of the most undervalued vocations. In our Old Testament reading, the Lord calls Samuel three times. And each time, Samuel runs to Eli, imagining that the old priest had called him. As the writer tells us, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. It does not occur to Samuel that God might be calling him. And this is where Eli becomes important. The third time around, the penny drops for the old man, and he instructs Samuel, go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And in today's gospel, Jesus calls Philip, and Philip immediately goes to his brother Nathanael and tells him, we have found him about whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote. Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. And Nathanael's prejudices almost get the better of him, and he declares, can anything good come out of Nazareth?